Well, it's good to be back with you again. It's been a few years now since I was here. I'm here for a couple of months before I head back again. And the focus of my ministry is to work with short-term teams throughout Europe. And it was almost 30 years ago that I was prompted to go on a short-term team. And I went to Spain. And the Lord changed my life there in a way that he led me to go into missions for a longer term. I thought it was going to be 1 or 2 years. The Lord had other plans, and it's been 26 years of a variety of ministries. More recently, the last 12 years, it's been working with short-term teams. And so our ministry is called EuroTeam. It's a part of Greater Europe Mission. And we do short-term teams in various ways in various places in Europe. One of the things that we've been largely involved with in the last couple of years since the refugee situation arose is working with refugees that come to Europe. And one of my coworkers shared a story of an Afghanistan, who they were sharing Christ with. And they were sharing about Jesus, and he stopped them as they were having the conversation. And he asked them, if God wants to save everyone, why has no one come to my people and told them about Jesus? And before they could answer the question or decide how they were going to answer it, he answered it himself. And he said, maybe this is why God is pushing my people out of our country and bringing us to places like Europe so we can hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're realizing with the refugee situation, with people coming from so many different countries, that maybe God has chosen to open the doors in a different way. If it's a challenge to go to their own country, then we can share Christ with them in the country that we are serving and that they have come over to. We've done a lot of work with refugees on the island of Lesbos because that's where they come in. And there's a camp there that has over 4,000 refugees, and more come in every day. And it's just heartbreaking, some of the stories that these people have. My coworkers are there right now, and they mentioned that the first family from Sudan came over. And what a crazy trip it must have been for them to get all the way to Greece. And then these people travel over to Athens when they're able to get a visa to move and get settled. And there are just so many opportunities to share God's love with these people. When we're working on the island of Lesbos, we also realize that we're not just reaching out to the refugees, but we're reaching out to the Greek people. Lesbos is an island that used to be arranged for tourists to come in and have a break and enjoy themselves. And because of the refugee situation, that economy is much lower and tourists don't come as much. And so when we come over and bring teams, we have the opportunity to share Christ with the Greek people as well. And so we're able to bless two totally different worlds all at the same time on this island. And God has just opened so many doors. I have a prayer card that you can pick up on your way out. And on it, it shares our website. And we do work with refugees, but we also do work in other places. And so I'd like to share a little bit of what's on our website and some of the different kinds of teams that we take out and work with different people. And I'd love for you to go back to that website. Maybe God will challenge you to be part of a team. But you can also use that page when you're praying to pray that a team will come together and come and help on one of these projects. Or maybe you'll want to give to one of these projects to help make it happen. And so I'd love for you to take advantage of this website, not just to consider coming on a short-term team, but to pray for us in the work that we're doing there and to see if there's ways to give financially. It's just a tool in so many ways. And so if you can pull up the website and then click on the Sweden one. This is a torchbearer school. Am I in the way for some people? Okay. This is a torchbearer's Bible school. And what we do at this particular place is to help them with construction. They have a lot of old buildings. This one has been fixed up. But they have buildings that need to be repaired so that they can have more students at the school. And they can have the opportunity to grow in the ministry that they do there. They also use it as a conference center. And so we look for short-term teams that focus totally on construction. And so that's one way to serve. And then if we can go back to the... If you go to the arrow, and scroll down to Spain. This particular site, we have a couple that have been with Greater York Mission for years, and they work with the homeless, they work with the down and out people, they work with people in need. And so they love for teams to come alongside and help pass out different things that are needed for this particular area of Spain. And so for a team to come and serve in that way is a big help to them to have people come and minister to the people in Spain. And then if you go to Romania. Romania has a ministry, it's called Rezo. And it's reaching and evangelizing Southern Olds. And they also have a secondhand store that they've created. And so we even have a connection where I live to this ministry. We have a place that we collect used items. And then they drive their truck from Romania and come and gather all that stuff and put it in their secondhand store. And then people have an opportunity to come there and to find some items at a lower cost that they might need. And so again, a situation where people have needs and a short-term team can assist for 2 weeks to help with that need. Just go down a couple of them to the camp in Poland. This is a camp that's reaching out to people in the area, but they also have people from Eastern Europe come to this camp. Once a year, they have a camp where they bring people from the Ukraine to come to the camp. And so they're looking for help to deal with the situation of having camp life. And they have other opportunities. If you look at that website, they have a variety of opportunities to serve and reach out to the people of Poland. This camp has been there a long time, and this couple has a heart to reach the young people for Christ. And then one more I'll share, the Ireland one. So this one, again... there are physical and spiritual needs. There are people that are coming off of drugs, and the church comes alongside them and assists them. There's teenagers that are going through challenges and rebelliousness, and this mission organization we partner with, and they're able to reach out to these people. And so this particular ministry, as well as the Spanish one, we take teams of adults only, and reach out to these people to assist them, to help them for those 2 weeks, and to encourage them. And you can shut this off now. So the teams are encouraging the ministries that are going on there. They're reaching out to the needs of Europe, but the teams also go back blessed. They realize how they can pray better. Some of them decide to come over long-term or short-term, or a church will decide to come again and again and reach out. And so I'm just so privileged to be a part of this ministry. Now, I showed you a few pictures of some of the sites. I don't actually go on these projects very often. I'm more kind of in the background, making sure that these teams are ready to go, making sure they've gone through their application process, that they are taking care of insurance for when they go, and just taking care of all the small details. And then my coworkers, who are project supervisors, will go with the team, and they will kind of be the middle person between the team and the site, and make sure that things flow as smoothly as possible. And so they get more of the adventures, and I get to hear the stories when they come back. From time to time, I am able to join on a project. Last year, I went to the island of Lesbos and got to see that ministry up front. And sometimes I get to go for just a couple of days. And it's great when I do have the chance to actually see what I've been working towards. But even when my coworkers come back with the stories, that's excitement enough, and I'm just so glad for that. Other things that I get involved with when I'm not working on the short-term ministry is teaching English. We have an evening twice, two seasons, in spring and in fall, where Germans will come in and they want to practice their English. And we do it through continuing education, so we're not allowed to outright share the gospel. But we build relationships with these people, and then we're able to spend time with them outside of the classroom and learn more. Or if they ask about something in the class, then we get that opportunity. But it's always a joy to be a part of that. And some of these people come back over and over again. And these aren't young people. These are people in their 30s and 40s and 50s who want to practice their English. They have no other opportunity. We actually had a 94-year-old. He passed away last year. And he would come just for something to do every week and practice his English. And it was just exciting. We've had a lady that's been coming. She's going through chemo, and she pushes herself to make it there that night because she wants to be with us. And so we have great opportunities to pray for these people and build into their lives outside of the classroom. And I'd appreciate your prayers for that program, as it's happening every Thursday. And I'm going to be missing this season. I'll be back to help in fall. But just pray for the people that come to this class, that they would come to Christ. The lady who's going through treatments, her name is Margit, and we don't know where she's at with the Lord. She comes to church sometimes, and just pray for these people. They need Christ, and just pray for the different teams that go out as well, and the impact that they can make in encouraging the ministries throughout Europe, as you saw. And as I said, just take a card and look at that website from time to time. Pray for us in the work that we're doing through short-term teams to reach people for Christ. And just thank you for your financial support and your prayer support, and just being behind me in the work that I'm doing there.